All right, so I've gotten a fair amount of response here. I earlier on the program, I talked about Tulsi Gabbard saying she would be happy to run for vice president. Pat, we're going to cue that back up. It's bite number 12. The reason I'm getting to this is because I have a number of responses here and that I'd like to share with the folks, right? Tulsi Gabbard, go ahead and play that.
If Trump wants to win this election, he needs to bring in what you represent. So if you get the call, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready because I know what is at stake. And if that call came, I would say yes. And I'd be honored to serve my country in that way and to be in a position first to help win this election, to stop the Democrat elite from destroying our country, and then actually begin the real work of getting our country back on track. And that starts with having people of courage in our government who care more about the country than they do about the political elite in Washington, and actually rooting out the deep rot that exists within our bureaucracies, the administrative state, the deep state in Washington.
All right, there you have it. Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat who ran for president, who has since dumped the Democrat Party. No interest being any part of this. Would she be a VP? Tom writes me, Steve, you just mentioned Tulsi Gabbard as a possible Trump VP selection. She would be perfect. Tell me who would not support her. Well, that won't take very long, Tom. Let me see here. Michael writes this. Michael writes, my answer to Tulsi G is no, 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 capital letters. She's a Democrat. President Trump needs to pick a strong MAGA VP to take over when he's done. Well, Michael, newsflash, Donald Trump was a Democrat before changing. Donald Trump was not a Democrat. She's not a Democrat. She left the Democrat Party, same as Donald Trump did. She just left a little bit later. Ronald writes this, you asked about Tulsi Gabbard as VP option for Trump. For me, Winsome Sears would be the best option. Winsome Sears, Secretary of State in the state of Virginia. I love Winsome Sears. Don't get me wrong. I think she'd be great if she were available, right? Hi, Steve and Ivy. I heard, you see that? Ivy gets a shout out. She's not even part of the question. She gets a shout out anyway because. Hi, Steve and Ivy. I heard Tulsi Gabbard speak in person at a Tudor Dixon rally. Very impressive. She's a former Democrat that can calmly and clearly explain her rationale, and she's a Trump supporter. She could very well lock up the independent vote. Best regards, Dr. Steve. Thank you, Dr. Steve. Greatly appreciate that. Oh, Joe Blow writes this. That's not what I needed. Anyhow, not seeing any more about Tulsi, but more. Send your thoughts in. And tell me what you think. Oh, here's one. I like this one. Steve, I watched your reports and comments on Governor Kristi Noem, and I'm confused now because I thought you were an American patriot and a conservative journalist. With the declining state of our nation and society, we need every true patriot who is willing to be a leader and help restore our once great nation. The last thing we need is pushing political talking points designed to attack conservative political leaders and conservatives trying to help restore our nation. What really ticked me off was that you not only attacked a great American conservative governor and potential vice president, but you pushed a former liberal Congress representative as a better choice over Governor Kristi Noem. I didn't do any of these things, of course. This is a disgrace. You should apologize to Governor Noem and your viewers. Not going to happen. Doug wrote that. Do you really think the conservative American people care about what was written in her book regarding her dog when our nation and society is under attack and our American way of life is in serious jeopardy? Yes, Doug, I do think people care. And whether or not they're conservatives or Republicans, they may not care. You know who cares, Doug? Independents, suburban moms. You know, Doug, the people you have to win an election. You actually have to think about these things. It was ill-advised to put the story about the dog in the book. And as I said, dogs that bite get put down. You didn't pay very close attention, Doug. You ought to have your hearing checked at Sears. Oh, they're out of business. And so is this conversation, Doug. You lose. Next. All right. Thank you, Doug, for that. Mark writes, 100% behind Gabbard as a VP pick. You see, this is where this goes. Don't know what that is. That's garbage, but there you go. I'm not a patriot enough because I point out that Kristi Noem wrote a stupid thing in her book about killing a dog. Golly. I must not be conservative. This is how dumb people are. How tribal people are. Look, it was absolutely stupid to put that in the book. If you shot your dog, I understand it. Sometimes when you live out like I do, you have to put animals down. Have I done it? Yeah, I have. Do you write about it in your book when you're running for office? No, you don't. I haven't put down a dog that bit, but I put down animals that were infirm or injured. Yeah, I've done that. Had no choice. Didn't have time to take a crippled animal to the vet. Oh, I'm sorry, you just got hit by a car. You're all busted up. I should take you to the vet and be humane. No, you put them down. That's the way that works. But you don't brag about it in your book, do you? No, that's why Governor Kristi Noem is not going to be your vice president. Be mad at me all you want, folks, or some of you. Doesn't change the facts. You're wrong. I'm right. See how that works? Good conversation. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that. And one more little note here. Mel Tucker is getting divorced. What a shock. Mel Tucker, the former head football coach at Michigan State University, is getting divorced after he did all sorts of strange things on the phone that I'm not going to get into right now. I just want to go wash my hands. All right, we'll take a break. Now we'll have some final thoughts after this. Don't go anywhere.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere, chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio app, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.